Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
It's Coast.
All right, good evening and good morning, depending on where you are. Welcome aboard to Calling All Sports, part of Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Marty Terrell along the way, and we're worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529 as we talk the world of sports. Our producer is Dominic Jimenez as we talk the world of sports right up until the top of the next hour. My God, Kevin McCarthy, round nine. And I know this isn't sports, but my God, it's like a boxing match that he just won't die. He's been knocked out not once, not twice, not eight times. He's been knocked out nine times. Come on, let's go. I mean, this is absolute. I mean, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot going on in the world of sports with, you know, DeMar Hamlin showing great improvement today. The playoff scenario, week 18, which will start on Saturday with a couple of games. We've got Kansas City and Vegas, which has playoff and seeding implications. Of course, then you got Tennessee and Jacksonville, basically an AFC South divisional title game. Just a ton to get to. And you got Chris Beard, the Texas coach is out. He gets fired. So Texas, Beard, who did a heck of a job at Texas Tech. Shaka Smart goes up to Milwaukee and Marquette. Beard gets into a fight a couple of weeks ago with his wife, girlfriend, whomever, significant other. She saw the money going out the window if she pressed charges. She said it was a big misunderstanding. Dana White's wife said the same thing. These women get whacked and then, you know, they see the gravy train ending, and they recant their story. Well, Texas wasn't buying his story, and Chris Beard shone the door today. So there you go. Interesting today in that, you know, Buffalo Patriots Sunday at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. How will they come out emotionally on each side of the football there? Cincinnati will host Baltimore. How will they come out? The ripple effect across the NFL. We got a ton to talk to. Plus, we got a special treat. A legendary college football program cited by the Hall of Fame, the Football Hall of Fame, citing 30 programs, including one north of where I am in Iowa in the state of Minnesota. We're going to get the head coach on here within the hour. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM. Keep it right here. Don't go away.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, talking to World of Sports here across the country and around the world on SiriusXM worldwide on American Forces Radio Network. I'll be honest with you, folks. Look, it's not it's a sports show, lifestyle show, but lifestyles are rich and famous. Kevin McCarthy, I mean, they're just rubbing his nose in it. This is his own party, for crying out loud. I mean, serious. I'm sure Nancy Pelosi wants to walk through the congressional chambers. House of Representatives walk through peanuts, popcorn, mixed drinks, craft beers. I mean, we're round till we got. What time are they going to stop voting? I mean, I went to a church meeting last night. We were on vote 6. Here we are today. It's vote 10. And if it was a fight, they'd stop it. And then you got the undercard. You got this George Santos Fruit Loops. I mean, thank God. It's like God is intervening. They cannot swear in the new members of Congress until we get a Speaker of the House. I think McCarthy's either got a fish or cut bait, and I would just cut bait, take my ball, and go home. I really would. I mean, just rubbing his nose in it. And then you got Santos, who this guy is completely Fruit Loops, and he's sitting there farting around with his phone, wearing a backpack. He looks like a kid going off to summer camp. And lo and behold, if McCarthy or whomever gets sworn in, then they're going to swear in Santos. And then the Congressional Ethics Committee is going to have a field day with George Santos. But it's just, our country is crazy. And I know this is, like I say, a sports show, but I can't get over this stuff. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to prepare for a sports show. And I'm just reading this stuff and watching this stuff. And you can't get over it. So, I mean, I'll go backwards. Usually we do this at the end of the show. Tonight, Purdue, Ohio State. Out west, we got Washington and Arizona, Indiana, Iowa at 9 East. You got Southern Cal, UCLA, Gonzaga, University of San Francisco, Dons. I mean, we got college buckets tonight. The NFL situation's getting better. DeMar Hamlin looks like he's going to come around. Praise God for that. What an amazing story. I was talking to some friends yesterday that basically said, just prepare. He's not going to make it. He's been intubated too long. He's over 72 hours removed. Brain damage, lung damage, which there's been some of the lungs. I don't know anything about the brain. But, I mean, I had people telling me, the party's over. God worked a miracle on this and these EMTs. And the ambulance drivers. I mean, these people work for a song. That to me, and the common man, the common fan, Mr. Fred Smith. out there in New England. He hammered that point home with me today, and I was glad he did. I was so glad I got my daily dose of the common man and the common fan by dialing up his digits in the 413 out there in New England, where they're all wound up, by the way. They got a Fruit Loops governor they swore in there today, Maura Healey. I mean, the Bay State, there. I mean, there'd be another Tea Party. There's going to be some craziness in New England with this Fruit Loops running the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Wow. What a world. But anyways, the common man and the common fan says, look, those EMTs, those paramedics, those ambulance drivers, you can't give them enough credit. And I appreciated that take. He was spot on with that. Let's not lose sight of that. All right, so we got the political repartee out of the way. Let's get to Damar Hamlin. Look, it looks like he's out of the woods. I mean, you know, knock on wood. Looks like he's out of the woods. We don't want to be too presumptuous and get too far ahead of the curve here, but it looks like, you know, this is a miracle, folks. You know, if you look at the complexity of the human body, the human mind, and just the intricacies. You know, they say the greatest computer ever invented was God's computer, and that's your brain. And, you know, Steve Jobs and all these Wozniak and all these brilliant people, but it comes from the human brain and the heart and working in concert, lockstep with the lungs and everything else. You know, and just a free, you know, a one in a million, you know, hit to the chest goes into cardiac arrest, and boom, you know, I don't have to tell you, this is revisionist history. But look, it's huge. So the question now becomes how to handle the playoff situation, how to handle, you know, week 18. Well, we know how we're going to handle week 18. We just don't know how we're going to handle the last game in week 17. And that is declare the game a tie, would you please? Just go to winning percentage. I mean, there's just craziness today. There's absolute nuttiness being thrown about. You know, adding an eighth playoff spot to each conference, AFC and NFC, take away the bye. The one seed plays the 8, 2, 7, 3, 6, 4, 5. Okay, I get all that. But you know what? Nah, that's crazy. Logistically, it's probably crazy. So that's point one. Point two is they're talking about flipping a coin. I heard that from Mike Florio and then Vic Carucci from the Buffalo News and the NBC, and he does a lot of contributing to satellite radio sports here on SiriusXM. Vic Carucci, who does an outstanding job. You know, flip a coin, it sounds kind of callous. It's kind of flippant, no pun intended, no play on words intended there. But yeah, maybe just flip a coin, determine the outcome. Buffalo saying, look, if we have to forfeit the game, we'll forfeit the game. We'll play our first home playoff game. I mean, we'll play a playoff game at home, and then we'll go on the road. If we have to go to Kansas City, if we have to go, heaven forbid, back to Cincinnati, rather, to play in the AFC title game, to punch their ticket for the Super Bowl, you know, extend it a week, the regular season. I don't know. Look, the quicker they get this resolved, the better for all parties. Because I think to a man, Damar Hamlin and his family would say, we need semblance of normalcy. We need a sliver of normalcy right now. And normalcy is let the games begin on Saturday. Seriously, at 4:30 Eastern, 8:15 Eastern time on Saturday. Let's ring in the Kansas City Chiefs out in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. Let the Chiefs and Raiders drop the curtain on their respective regular seasons. And then we got the Titans and Jags playing a title game on a Saturday night in January. Normalcy. And then the amazing question is, and I throw this out to you, the listeners, and you can shoot me up via Sports Byline, or you can shoot me up on text, or go to my Facebook, Marty Terrell, T-I-R-R-E-L-L. Shoot me an instant message. There's a few that I solicited via Facebook Instant Messenger. And that is, I think, and I'm not being negative here, and I want to be careful because I don't want, you know, I don't want this to be taken out of context and, you know, made to look like I'm being insensitive. I think Buffalo could go one of two ways. The Buffalo Bills could ride the crest of a leather-lunged, unified fan base. Don't forget, this was a city that was hit by the Tops supermarket shootings. Remember that? Then we had the first blizzard where they had about 70 inches of snow. Then we had another blizzard where they had 5 days where the roads were impassable. Then you had Damar Hamlin, and then you've had all this other stuff. So you've had a mass shooting, two major killer blizzards, and a football player who nearly died on the field, which sent a ripple effect not only through the National Football League and the respective teams, but literally throughout the sports world and humanity. It was a very difficult thing to watch. We can all agree on that. But I think here's the downside. Just this again, this is a return to sports analysis and sports opinion. I think Buffalo will ride the crest of the emotion of the week. I think they're going to hit a wall. And I know what you're saying. Here's a Patriot fan talking right now. And maybe I do have an underlying ulterior motive subconsciously spilling out here over national and international airwaves. I believe Buffalo is going to come out with some emotion. I don't think they can sustain it for 60 minutes. I think they're going to lay an egg and come out flat. I do. And I worry about Cincinnati, even though we're at home. What's it going to be like for those fans that belly their way through the turnstiles at Paycor Stadium on Sunday early and Baltimore comes rolling in? Fascinating to see humanity. This is where the real world and the sports world are on a collision course, and it's going to play out before our eyes and all our eyes and the television eyeballs and the internet and all the social media. This weekend, this sounds almost macabre and very, very sinister almost. I feel guilty saying it. My sense of anticipation for this sports weekend is that of a Super Bowl. This feels like a Super Bowl anticipation. How are the fans going to respond? How are those players going to respond? The ripple effect throughout the National Football League. It's unbelievable. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Coming up, a legendary college football program cited among one of the 30 greatest all-time programs. It will stun you. And we're going to introduce the head football coach. His name is Gary Fasching. He's coming up next year. It's Calling All Sports. It's Sports Overnight America across the country and around the world on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius 217 XM 203. The internet following NBA games at channel 967 around the world. And we wanted to give a big shout out to our servicemen and women and all their superiors across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Collegeville, Minnesota. It is home to the Johnnies of St. John's University. And we all recall us sports fans that have gone down this road before, looking at whether it's Division I, II, or III, or NAIA, wherever it is. Football is a great American pastime. I think it has supplanted baseball. But, you know, we heard the name John Gagliardi with the legendary coaches of Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler and the all-time, you know, Amos Alonzo Stagg. And, I mean, you go through all the annals of history of college football, and you can come full circle to Collegeville, where St. John's resides, Division III powerhouse, along with Mount Union and Augustana and Wisconsin Whitewater. And it is so nice to introduce Gary Fasching, who played there and is now coaching there. He filled the enormous shoes of the legendary John Gagliardi. And Coach Fasching from the Johnnies of St. John's in Collegeville, Minnesota, nice enough to join us. Coach Marty Terrell, thanks for coming on Calling All Sports. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
It's great, Coach. You know, you got to play there, and you got to obviously coach there, but I don't know if you – well, you didn't know when I told you that, and your former and a friend of mine, Mike Smith from Deerfield, Massachusetts, his legendary father, James Smith, at Deerfield Academy, and he played for Gagliardi, and you were teammates and roommates. But, yeah, St. John's in amongst Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Southern Cal, and – Nebraska, and so on down the line, a legendary top 30 college football program. What a salutation you got from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Has word reached the campus, and how do you respond, having been both a player and now the head coach there with the Johnnies?
Well, you know, we've heard that in the past, and we've been very fortunate over the many years, and I think it comes down to, you know, realistically, when you look at it, it comes down to having great players, great coaching staff, and great support from the university. All those things are important. It doesn't matter what university you're at and what level you're at. If it's Division One, Two, Three, whatever, if you don't have those things, you're not going to be successful. And, you know, I've been fortunate. I've been here now. This is going on my 28th year as a coach here and 10th year as head coach, following Coach Gagliardi, and and I can honestly say that we've been fortunate because we've had all those things. I have a great coaching staff, have a lot of great players, and then you get the support from your university. Those things, if you look at the top programs in the country, I believe they all have those things.
You know, Coach Gary Fasching, again, he succeeded John Gagliardi, the legendary coach there at St. John's with the Johnnies. You know, you look at Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Oklahoma, all these, you know, one of 30 mentioned. The one word that just kind of jumps out to me is the coaching philosophy, the recruiting philosophies, and the tradition there. Can you address those issues and how they are applied in Collegeville, Minnesota, at St. John's University?
Well, I think the coaching philosophy, if you go back to when Coach Gagliardi was here, and, you know, if you look at all the schools right now, even the pros, they're probably practicing the way that Coach Gagliardi did 50 years ago. I played for John back in 1977. I came as a freshman and spent 4 years here, you know, as a player. And, you know, we had limited hitting. There was no tackling in practice. We were never full gear, and all we did was repetition, running plays, trying to perfect the plays on offense, trying to perfect our reads on defense and the angles we took and all those things that are vitally important to winning football games. And I think if you look now at, you know, Division I football, Division II, even the high schools in our state here in Minnesota, most of them now are practicing the way that we did back in the 1970s, where you have limited contact. And so everything's kind of come full circle here. And I think, you know, even in the NFL now, they, they have to have limited practices as far as pads. So I think that's probably the biggest thing, and something that, you know, we don't know any different here at St. John's because we've always practiced that way. But, you know, and I think that's certainly a coaching philosophy, and I've carried on the same thing. I haven't changed that. You know, I think the other thing is real important, you know, how you treat the players. And, you know, Coach Gilardi was the kind of guy who treated his players very well. He respected them. I always tell our players, we treat them like our own kids. And, you know, we don't have whistles at practice. We're not yellers or screamers on the field. You know, I have a no swear rule on the football team. So there's a lot of things that I think are different from our program, from others. And, you know, there's no right or wrong way. There's a lot of ways of coaching football. You know, John used to say, there's a lot of ways of coaching football. There's a lot of ways of raising your kids. So whatever works best for you, you know, and we found a way that seems to work really well here at St. John's.
Gary Fashings, the head coach, former player under the legendary coach up at St. John's in Collegeville, Minnesota, suburb of the Twin Cities, John Gilardi. But what's interesting, Gary, and I want to get your opinion, you know, the difference between a high-profile Division I and a D2 or a D3 guy, I was told by pro scouts before at combines and stuff, there's not much difference. Sometimes it's size, it's speed, sometimes it's the heart, which has very much been under scrutiny in our country in lieu of events recently. But they say, and of course we've got our friend Matt Campbell, the coach up at Iowa State, who was part of that Mount Union dynasty, Wisconsin Whitewater, you guys, Augustana, there's a whole bunch. North Central, Naperville, of course, won the national championship. My question is, how much of a difference is there between a D1 and a high-profile D3 guy, in your opinion?
Well, I think you probably hit the nail on the head. A lot of it comes down to, you know, size of players. And a lot of times Division I and Division II schools kind of overlook players because they have these measurables that they're looking for, and if a player doesn't hit those measurables, then they don't recruit them. And we're fortunate enough, we get those guys to come to St. John's. But, you know, I look over the many years that I've been here, and we've had some tremendous players. We have one player now in the NFL, Ben Barch, who came to us. He was a kid out of the state of Oregon. We didn't know anything about him. But his parents had a cabin up in northern Minnesota, and he came after his junior year. His mom called me and said, hey, we're coming through. Can we stop at St. John's? We'd like to visit with you and look at the school. So, you know, we had him in, and he was at that time, he was 6'6", 215 pounds, a tight end. And I said, well, we'll follow up with you during your senior year. We followed up with him. We liked what we saw. We got him here. And for the first 2 years, he was a tight end here. His freshman year, he got to play in four plays in a varsity game. He played on our JV team. But we saw the potential in him in practice. He was a great blocker and played hard. So the next year, his sophomore year, we had him up with the varsity guys. And he was kind of our blocking back, our H-back. Sometimes we even used him as a fullback. Anyway, I told him after the season, I said, you know, you're such a great blocker. I think you'd be a really good offensive lineman. And we were losing our top two tackles. And he kind of balked at it for a while. And then eventually, you know, at the end of his sophomore year, he said, you know what, I'm going to switch to the offensive line. Well, at that time, he weighed 250 pounds. And he came back that fall. He weighed 275. And in his senior year, he was 305. And he gets drafted in the fourth. Gets drafted in the fourth round by the Jaguars and started this year up until he suffered a season-ending knee injury. So, I mean, we're lucky, our program, because we get a number of those types of guys. And I think there's a lot of guys like that throughout Division III, and they probably will never get a shot at the pros because, you know, people think, well, they played at the Division III level and they might have been really good there, but does that transfer over into the pros? Well, I've seen enough players in our league to know that there's a lot of really good football players that never really get a chance. So, But you find them at all levels, Division I, Division II, Division III. You're going to find great football players at each level.
Yeah, we're going to find great coaches, too, like yourself, Coach. The dynasty continues. Hey, we only got about a minute left. I'd be remiss. Boy, you got a special player there in D-lineman, senior Michael Wozniak. I don't know how the Cliff Harris Award came out with the All-State Good Workers team. He was part of the Sugar Bowl proceedings. My gosh, Michael Wozniak, just give me 40 seconds on this kid. What a remarkable talent you had there, huh?
Really, really, really good football player. And, you know, he's got 1 year left. He only played 2 years for us. His freshman year, he got in a limited amount. And then his sophomore year, he started the first game and broke his hand and ended up not playing the rest of the year. And then the next year was a COVID year. So he's really only played 2 years for us and been an All-American both years. He's got another year. We're trying to talk him into coming back, but he's got such a great, he's such a smart young man. He's got a lot of really good job opportunities out there, but a very talented young man. And he's kind of the epitome of the kind of guys we get here at St. John's. He's probably undersized. He's 6'1". I think he weighed 245, 250 this year, maybe. He put
great
on a
talent.
Little extra weight, but very fast, very plays with a high motor and just a great kid. And we're very proud of him because he's done a lot of great things beyond the football field, in the classroom, and in the community.
Hey, Coach.
That's what we're all about.
We're up against a hard break. Coach, good luck. We'll see you next fall. We're going to get up and see you. The Smith boys and the Smith family all say hello. Thank you, Coach. Good job out of you. Appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
We're coming back here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Thanks to Coach. Keep it right here.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
All right, talking a little sports, we'll get to Dom's download. Dominic Jimenez, our crack producer, does an outstanding job out at our San Francisco base. We'll get to that momentarily. I just checked some of the evening headlines. Again, stay with us throughout the night. Scores, interviews, and highlights of all the NBA, the NHL, and the college buckets, and updates on DeMar Hamlin and company. Texas fires head coach Chris Beard. Harbaugh, you know, this is... I'm sick and tired of Kevin McCarthy, George Santos, and Harbaugh. I mean, these are the three, you know, they're stuck in my craw. Harbaugh, my gosh, you know. But he's reaffirming and reiterating his commitment to Michigan. Let's see. You know, that's usually the kiss of death. When they reaffirm their commitment, that usually means they're trying to drive up the price. I don't know how Harbaugh is going to turn down Tepper, David Tepper, who used to own a piece of the Pittsburgh Steelers before he sold out and went to Charlotte and took control of the Panthers from Jerry Richardson. I just think he's ultimately going to give him a blank check. Now, that being said, while I find Harbaugh to be, to be annoying, I mean, you can't knock the guy's record. I mean, now listen, he hasn't delivered in big spots, but you know, listen, TCU deserved to win that game last Saturday. I mean, they just did. They deserve to win that game. They outplayed them. I thought Michigan would get it done in the end and win it by one, much like Georgia in the nightcap. But Harbaugh, look, he's beat Ohio State convincingly each of the last 2 years. And so he's got the Big Ten, you know, titles under his belt. I just think he's – I mean, what's he going to do at Michigan? Is he going to win a national championship there? Yeah, probably. But he's crawling towards mid 60s, and if Tepper rolls out a, you know, a career life altering contract, I'm sorry, the brass ring sometimes. Now for these coaches, the brass ring rolls around a lot. It really and truly does. But I think that'll be interesting to watch. And then Notre Dame gets Sam Hartman, who transfers from Wake Forest to the Fighting Irish. And boy, I tell you what, the transfer portal and all this stuff, college football, that's why I loved having Coach Fashing on from St. John's, the D3 national power, legendary, all-time great D3 program. They play football for the right reasons. I know that sounds Pollyanna and very white picket fence, leave it to Beaver and father knows best-ish, but it's true. I'll tell you right now, if St. John's was playing Bethel, Minnesota tonight, and I could watch that as opposed to some mid-level Division I game, I guarantee you I would be at the D3 game. I guarantee you. You know, if you're telling me I can see Wake Forest and North Carolina or, you know, Clemson, where you got more corruption than you can shake a stick at, and Georgia or, you know, some of these other programs, Miami, Florida State, no thanks. I mean, you know, I understand the bowl situation and all that. But let's get to the task at hand. Let's get to Dom's download. Dom, you probably heard me at the start of the show. I think Buffalo, the fan base there, two blizzards, the Topps grocery store, mass shooting. Now the DeMar, you know, Hamlin situation took an upward turn today, which is great. I think they'll get an immediate surge on Sunday against the Patriots, but I think there's going to be a letdown within a letdown. And I almost feel dirty talking about sports and letdowns in lieu of that, but it's time to turn the page and move on to the task at hand. Where do you go with Buffalo and that fan base? Do you think they ride the crest of an emotional wave to victory, or do you think they're going to be poised, as I say, for a potential letdown within a letdown? What say you?
Like I was mentioning yesterday, Marty, I think the Bills take it to the Patriots here. New England has been scuffling. They barely beat a Teddy Bridgewater and Skylar Thompson last week against the Dolphins, and I think they've lost maybe four or five prior to that, including a beatdown to the Bills. So I think the Bills, this is going to be one of those ones where it's not – I think if – the news of DeMar Hamlin had gotten worse and things weren't looking well, I think things weren't looking good, I think that's when the letdown could have been in play that you're talking about, because it's not just emotion. Now it's sadness and everything. But now with him improving, with him being able to communicate, waking up even, being able to communicate, I think that's a joyous, positive, emotional whirlwind that they're going to have. So I think the Bills take it to New England.
All right, what about Cincinnati now? Baltimore comes in. This is a key game within their division. Obviously, these are pretty much rivals now that Cincinnati's no longer a doormat, not only in the division but across the NFL. How do you see Cincinnati? And that fan base walks back into the scene of a situation on Monday on a short week, right back at it Sunday. How do you see Baltimore? How do you see Cincinnati and the Bengals at home in particular?
See, this is a little bit different. I think, obviously, the fans are going to be there. They're going to be super supportive, extra loud. But it's such a fierce rivalry. Obviously, the Bills and the Patriots, kind of rivals division. It's not the same level of intensity as Bengals-Ravens is. I also think the Bengals are going to win this one. I don't think it's going to necessarily have anything to do with the weight of the emotion or the crowd or anything like that. I just don't think Tyler Huntley is going to be able to get the job done leading the Ravens. I think with Tyler Huntley there, they're a little too one-dimensional. Cincinnati, to my knowledge, has a solid run game, so I think Cincinnati wins it. I think you're going to see them really rally. I think the support from the Bills that they've given towards T. Higgins is going to alleviate some of that stress on him because, yes, these are professional athletes, but we always forget that at the end of the day, they are human beings, and the internet was not kind to T. Higgins. Was it completely invalid, incorrect, unwarranted? Absolutely. But getting the support of the Hamlin family, getting the support of Josh Allen, the coaches, the city of Buffalo, I think T. Higgins is going to be in the right space of mind. I think the Bengals get the job done and they beat the Ravens.
Dominic Jimenez doing the Dominic download. One more. I know you're a Raider fan, right? You're a Raider fan?
No, I'm a Niner fan.
Oh, you're a Niner fan. Good. So yeah. What are the Raiders going to do? I'll throw a curveball at you. Do they really go get Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? Obviously, Derek Carr is not coming back. What do you think?
I think there's three options. I think Brady and Rodgers are options one and two, and I think option three is Jimmy Garoppolo because McDaniels, the head coach, knows Garoppolo very well. Garoppolo obviously knows the offensive system just like Brady does. I think Garoppolo is the most realistic out of those three options, especially if Brady can take the Bucks on another run because they're getting hot. I want to say Aaron Rodgers, but you just never know with Aaron Rodgers. It feels like it's always something with the Packers organization. Is Aaron Rodgers going to leave? Is he going to get traded? No, they're going to keep him. No, they want to get rid of him. No, they want to keep him. And I don't know if he's under contract for next year, and if he is, I think the dead cap money, if they do get rid of him, is an obscene number, basically makes him uncuttable, untradeable. So I think it's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo in Vegas next year.
All right, one more on Harbaugh. Of course, he went San Diego University, University of San Diego. That was 1AA football, goes to Stanford, successful, goes to the Niners, successful, goes to Michigan, successful. Minnesota was knocking on his door. He didn't kick the door in. He didn't impress him enough at the interview. They opted out. And went elsewhere to Kevin O'Connell. Where do you go with Harbaugh again flirting with the NFL? Are you tired of it, or do you think this time he may actually get a check that where he'll just fill in the zeros and join David Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers? What do you think on Harbaugh?
I'm not necessarily tired of it, but I really don't care. Harbaugh's that's 10 years in Niners past already. So I no big deal. I think he's a very good coach. If he comes to the NFL, more power to him. He can't win the big game. that's his one problem right now. But for a team that's looking to improve and has building blocks like Carolina does, I think that's a position for where he can kind of rejuvenate the team. He reminds me a lot of as a manager in soccer. His name's Jose Mourinho, where his style lends to success, but a lot of burnout. So Mourinho never really stays at one club for more than 4 or 5 years, despite winning all kinds of trophies. I think Harbaugh's a little bit like that, where he comes into a situation, he's amazing, he turns things around, but he's a little abrasive and he is quick burnout. So I think if he does come back to the NFL, you'll see him rebuild Carolina or wherever he might go. They'll succeed, And then I think he can't quite get them over the hump, and then it's just going to be, all right, we're done with him. But I think he is going to stay in the NFL moving forward.
All right, good job, Dominic Jimenez, and the Dominic Download here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Thank you, Dom. I appreciate it. All right, let's get to the NFL. We'll run through it, two-minute drill, and we got the break coming up, and then I'll give you what we're streaming about tonight in the world of sports. Kansas City and the Raiders, again, that'll be a 4:30 East on Saturday. We got a double dip, and then Titans, Jags, AFC South title game. Look forward to it. Turn the page to Sunday. Look, we got a dog to kick it off. Texans, Colts, snooze fest. Vikings, Bears. You know, listen, not great. I think the Vikings take care of business at Soldier Field. Ravens, Bengals, we just alluded to it. Jets, Dolphins, huge implications. Panthers, Saints, keep an eye on that situation. Patriots, Bills, obviously very much on the public mind. And the Bills, still a touchdown favorite in that game. That's going to be very interesting to watch on how everything unfolds at Highmark in Old Orchard Park. It's been a rough go for Buffalo. Again, I think they may hit a wall here emotionally. Buccaneers, Falcons, Browns, Steelers, Rams, Seahawks, Chargers, Broncos, Eagles, Giants. You know, look, at some of these games have a lot of sex appeal on the surface, but you delve into them, it's really only a handful when you really get into it. Cowboys, Commanders will entertain you, but the Commanders are dead. They are roadkill. They're left for dead. And then Sunday night, and one of my buddies called me today and said, okay, when's the last time the Detroit Lions were on NBC, or when were the last time the Lions on Sunday Night Football? I don't think the Lions – look, they've never been to the Super Bowl, and I don't think the Lions have ever been on Sunday Night Football. But guess what? Lambeau Field, what a way to end the regular season Sunday night. Lions, Packers, winner in, loser out. I mean, it just – phenomenal stakes. That'll be 8:20 East, NBC Sunday night, Lions and Packers. So that's where we are. And the NFL is still going to determine whether they're going to expand to 8 teams. I hope they don't do that. I think it's going to set up an ugly precedent. And then there's talk that they may put an AFC championship game in a neutral site because they didn't have a true cut and dried, clear number one seed, giving you home field throughout. You'd have all cold weather teams. Cincinnati, cold weather team. Kansas City, cold weather team. Buffalo, obviously a cold weather team. So then you're going to put the AFC championship game at Lucas Oil in Indianapolis? That makes no sense. And then you're going to make their fan bases travel to go see their team play a quasi-neutral game? Come on, NFL. I mean, seriously, when I heard the NFL talking about a coin flip to determine what happened Monday night, flip a coin. Flip a coin. You flip a coin to determine who gets the ball first in overtime. That often determines the outcome of a game. Just flip a coin. Do something. Or if Buffalo wants to take the high road and forfeit and acquiesce any claim or any attempted claim at the top seed, so be it. Listen to what Buffalo has to say. Buffalo's been beaten down enough. Let the Bills have their way. And it's not to their advantage. It's to their disadvantage. We're coming back. What we'll be screaming about, what we might be screaming about in the world of sports coming up. I know we'll be screaming about Kevin McCarthy one way or the other. Can they resolve this, please? Can you resolve this? And then the George Santos situation. But we'll do some tube talk and some stream talk on the other side. Keep it right here. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports on Sports Byline Broadcast. Don't go away.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Marty Terrell here. A couple shout-outs tonight here in the home stretch before we get to the menu of games tonight. John Stummy in central Iowa, Des Moines area. John Stummy, thanks for the information on all the NFL stuff that went down. Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, Vic Carucci, John Stummy, Dan Hood, Bill Kirby, Angela Kirby, all my good friends there in central Iowa keeping an eye on the program. And I appreciate each and every one. A special shout-out to Dan Hood. He's Rhode Island guy, southeastern Massachusetts, I believe. Red Sox, Patriots, Bruins, Celtics, even Boston College and UMass. He's got, even though he's in the Midwest, he's still a good chowder. He's a good chowd. All right. And Big Al's Barbecue. And then, of course, Big Al, he's got a huge spot for all you Super Bowl people looking for barbecue for the big game coming up in February. If you're in the Iowa, Des Moines area, Big Al, give Big Al's Barbecue a shout out. We'll be talking about him hopefully in the days and weeks ahead. And then tomorrow, I'll save it for tomorrow. Just remember, hold me accountable to destination. That's the key word tomorrow in the program on a Football Friday into Saturday here on Sports Byline. Destination. Speaking of destination, Ohio State tonight in Columbus at Nationwide. Purdue. Boy, they came off that loss to Rutgers. Boy, their football team got blown out by LSU 63-7. And then Matt Painter's Boilermakers, ranked number one in the country, got beat by Rutgers. Ohio State and Purdue tonight. Indiana, Iowa, that'll be a 9 East tip. UCLA, Southern Cal tonight. Gonzaga. The Zags and the Dons from University of San Francisco. Yes, Washington and fifth-ranked Arizona tonight. Bunch of NBA and a bunch of NHL. Celtics and Mavs got my attention tonight. For Dominic Jimenez, want to thank again the folks up at St. John's University. Coach Gary Fashing, appreciate you. Mike Smith in Deerfield, Westfield, Massachusetts, St. John's alum. Thanks for the tip on the Johnnies getting cited as one of the top 30 college football programs in America, courtesy of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm Marty Terrell. 6-2 and even. Adios. We'll catch you tomorrow on a Football Friday on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.